I'm John Cook. I was the head lighthouse keeper at Cape Bruno for 15 years. William Hawkins was the longest serving head keeper. He was there from 1877 to 1914. And then I was the second longest serving head keeper from 1878 to 1993. And I enjoyed every moment of my life on Cape Bruno.
What do you miss about being a light keeper?
That spark, that light of a night, seeing that sparkle, that brilliant light that lights up every night. We used to call them the Star of the South. And you'd get those, you'd clean those prisms, and you'd see that light, got a great big diamond it was, and it sparkled, and you saw the light flash out over the horizon, and you knew that you were giving the world something, and you were giving protection to the people at sea. And it just felt like you were really doing something for someone. Your foremost duty is to ensure that the aid to navigation under your control is operating efficiently at all times. The safety of life at sea depends on you. So that is the primary role. You weren't there to go and get people from wrecked ships, because while you're away trying to get to the wrecked ship, of course, the light might go out, because you had to be with the light all the time, because it had to be wound up and pumped up to keep it going. So you couldn't leave it during the night. So your primary role was to warn the seamen, the navigators, of the hazards that were going into. Well, it was built back in it was first lit in 1836, but it was there was a lot of controversy beforehand whether they should put one light there or somewhere else. But then there was the wreck, the George III was wrecked on the George III Rock in the Acteen Islands with a great loss of life, mostly convict life. And that started up an inquiry into whether they should put a light there. Then there was two or three other boats wrecked, the Enchantress and the Wallace and a couple of others. But that was the reason they put the light there, was because of the number of wrecks that were developing. I used to take school groups up the tower. I've got quite a few letters, or a large number of letters actually, from children writing to thank me about the trips up the tower that they did. And the stories they learned, then the teachers, when they've gone back to school, has asked them to write compositions on what they'd learned from the tower. But each child wrote on what he saw the most, sort of picked up on. Some wrote about shipwrecks, others wrote about pirates, others wrote about ghosts. And they always asked about ghosts, if there's ghosts in the towers. But I honestly can't say I'd ever seen one at Bruny or heard of one in the tower, though there's no doubt there would have been, because it's the third oldest town in Australia. So there must be some stories there somewhere about one, I should imagine.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Spirits, yes. Especially ones in bottles.